This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, Morning Mess is back at it with a staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Amy?
Morning.
Morning.
Miss Amy, we heard there's concerns with your man Kevin. Kevin?
Okay, so obviously I think my boyfriend's cheating, and that's why I'm calling you guys. And here's what happened. So my boyfriend Kevin is a big time people person. So the whole COVID lockdown has been really hard on him. And he's been super responsible and social distancing really well. So he finally decided to see some friends, right?
Okay.
And they had a small party at Kevin's place.
How small?
Well, probably, he said there were probably seven or eight people.
Okay, I'll kick back. Continue.
And I didn't go because I have asthma, so I just don't want to necessarily risk anything.
Sometimes you got to risk it.
No, you don't.
Not for that.
In this case. No, Amy, I think that that's really smart, especially with your condition. So, okay, so you didn't go.
Nope, but it was so super late at night, like 3 in the morning, and Kevin calls me, and I missed a call because I'm sleeping. But he left a drunk voicemail. And he was trashed, like, super drunk, and I sound like a bunch of people were there. And, I mean, dude, that didn't sound anything like 7 or 8 people, like he was saying.
Oh, no.
He said he missed me and wishing he could snuggle and then said bye. And you know what? He didn't hang up. Like, he must have put his phone in his pocket because I could still hear. And, you know, it's not that it's clear, but I could hear a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens. Sounds like everything's good so far, girl.
His voicemail was like 10 minutes long, and you better believe I listened to the whole thing. And I definitely heard someone kissing and, like, noises.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Please tell me that you played this voicemail to him and were like, what the heck is happening?
Well, I talked to him the next day to see if someone spent the night, and he said no. And he said everyone went home, and in fact, he said it was his guy's there, which was complete BS. I'm pretty damn sure this wasn't something he was watching because it sounded way too real. So I really need your help setting him up to see if he's cheating.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for with the staycation setup. You know, what I will do is I will pretend to be a hotel clerk. I'm going to call him up, tell your man that he won the grand prize of a free romantic weekend stay, ask who he would like to bring for that free romantic weekend stay, and he should only say your name. Now, the question is, do you suspect there might be anybody in particular he's cheating on you with?
You know, I hate to admit it, but yes.
Oh, who do you suspect?
Pretty sure her name's Miranda.
Oh. Miranda?
Miranda.
Okay. Well, so let's just call, man. Let's just call. We'll call Kevin up and try to do the staycation. Hopefully he doesn't say Miranda. If he does, are you going to try to give him another shot? We have counselors available.
I'm not sure about that. I really talked to him, but I need to find out.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to do the staycation setup and see if your man Kevin is cheating on you or not, okay?
All right,
hon. Staycation setup up next. Morning Mess. We spoke to Amy. Concerns her man Kevin is cheating. Now, Kevin's been doing a great job of doing the social distancing and keeping away from everything, but he finally got a little get-together with some friends. Now, Amy, as he got together with some of his friends, then what happened?
He said there was only 7 or 8 people in that party, and he left me a drunk voicemail. I'm lost for words.
So you weren't at this party, and he still called you at the end of the night, which is super sweet, but unfortunately, you said that 10-minute voicemail had some weird noises.
Mm-hmm.
Does it usually last 10 minutes with you, or?
Whoa. No, absolutely not.
He doesn't, so maybe it wasn't him.
All right, so anyways, we don't need to know those details. We're just here to help you find out what's going on in your relationship. So let's get started with the staycation setup. I'm going to call your man up, tell him that he's won the grand prize of a free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring on that free romantic weekend. He should only say your name if he says anybody else's, especially that name Miranda you had told us about just a few minutes ago. Then you can go off on him, girl. Okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Kevin?
Yeah, who's this?
Kevin, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend.
I'm good, thank you so much.
Okay, so you're not interested in a free weekend in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package?
I don't think that it's free. I'm not unsubscribing or something.
Well, I want to assure you there's no subscribing. We're a new establishment in the Valley, just giving this to you in hopes of a review on Google and on Yelp, just to build our presence online.
And there's no strings?
No, there's no deposits, fees, or taxes. If you're concerned about money, you'd only have to pay for room service. So I want to assure you it's all good, okay?
Okay, and I just have to write a Yelp review.
Yeah, and I can send you an email with some details so you have some fine print on what exactly you're getting into, if that's okay with you?
Yeah, actually, please do.
Okay, I will make sure to jot that down, but I do need to get some questions answered for us to get started, all right?
Sure.
Okay, so my first question is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note addressed to your guest. I wanted to see if you had a special message that maybe you'd like to leave in that note, and I can write that when you're ready.
I mean, I would just say thank you for being there for me and, you know, in this tough period, and I appreciate you.
Okay, I'm writing that down right now. Kevin, I have another question for you. That question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Miranda.
Are you f***ing serious?
Hey, really?
What is this?
Well, let me explain really quick, Kevin. You're live on the radio with the Morning Mess.
I can't believe you right now, Kevin.
Yeah, your girl Amy's on the line.
Baby.
Can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotized
me. No.
He got real biggie then, boy. Had to jump in.
It's not what you think.
It was all a dream.
It's not.
What? I heard you with her because your dumbass left me a fucking voicemail.
I called you, baby. I called you, and I've been wanting to see you, and I've not been able to see you at all, and I've been losing my mind.
This is just not acceptable, Kevin. You cheated on me, and I knew it.
I did.
At least he's admitting it.
I'm weak. I'm weak, and I'm incredibly lonely, and I'm spiraling out of control, and I'm so depressed.
F*** you. That is not an excuse. I just don't give a f***.
You're right.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. I can understand. I mean, I'm not going to question you saying that you're really depressed right now, Kevin. We do have counseling services that we can absolutely give to you for that, but that doesn't mean you could cheat.
It wasn't on purpose. I was just weak and drunk, and she's been kind of opening.
Oh, yeah?
She's been, I know what she's opening.
No, you know, that's not what I was trying to say.
That's what you were trying to say.
She's
like a 7-Eleven.
Giving me the green light, and I was just lonely, and I've been trying to see you for a month now.
Where were you when I needed you? I was sick that night. Yeah, you still decided to go to that get together. Oh my God, I can't believe
it. It was just a mistake. It was a mistake, and I was weak. And I'm so sorry. I will do anything.
Okay, so he's admitting it. He's apologizing. So now, Amy, the question is: do you accept his apology?
No.
Wow.
No.
It was a stupid, drunken mistake. I was just lonely. I missed you.
He got that good love, girl. You didn't know.
Joey, stop it. Okay. Clearly, there's a disconnect here. I mean, I'm just going to say that we do have some help for you. I don't know if I should give it to you individually or together as far as counseling goes.
I would prefer with Amy. I would like to work this out because I made a huge mistake. I'm really sorry.
Okay. So, Amy, how do you feel?
I don't know about couples counseling. I don't know about anything right now. I need to speak with Kevin.
I'll do anything.
Okay.
To fix this.
Amy, is that okay?
That works.
Wow. Okay. He got up.
He did not get off.
He kind of did.
Okay.
It's all good, baby, baby.
Oh, my God. Hold on 1 second. Let me get you those numbers. Hold on.
I'm done.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.